Abay, so we're up to Simon Shin Chavav. We're up to see Ches, page 322 in the bottom line. We're going to continue with halachas of Rechitza on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Ches, a person is allowed to tovel himself from his impurity on Shabbos. So a person who's impure is allowed to go to mikveh and tovel himself on Shabbos. Why is that? Well, why should it be a problem? Squeezing hair. Let's leave out squeezing hair because that remains a problem. So drying is also a problem. Yeah, squeezing and drying, that's all part of the problem. We'll discuss that. Okay, so more on that. You're right about drying, we'll speak about that. Drying and squeezing the hair, schita cell, we'll speak about that. But besides that, what else could be a problem? Heating water, so that's all valid points. But over here, there's an additional problem, pal. Very good. So we had an additional problem of to be tovel yourself mitumosei b'Shabbos. If you're impure and you go into mikveh, then you become pure. The tefillas mikveh specifically purifies a person. So there's an additional problem of making something which is impure to pure. That is a tikkun. That is a changing. Like a person is not allowed to tovel tefillas kelim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tovel a kelim on Shabbos because it's he's changing the status. That's right. So similarly, also a person who tovels himself on Shabbos, that's also changing the status, and therefore should be a problem. So why is it okay? Tvilas keli is also on Shabbos. So why is tvilas? Shulchan Aruch says odo mutalit vol mitumasa b'Shabbos. Why is it? Why so?
Would we draw a distinction between this man, this mikdashay kaim, where we'd say we're actually makbid for tumen tara?
And nowadays we're not so makbid. So that's not the distinction that is made. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is explained as follows in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chof Dalet. Odom Moed, Tzoloi Tzoloima. Afal Gav the Kli also Laat Biloi. Although, a Kli, you're not allowed to immerse on Shabbos a Kli, a vessel, Laat Biloi to Tevli Veletaro and to purify it, Metumosa from its impure state, Pe Shabbos and Yom Tov, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, because it appears as if you are mesakin, you're fixing the kli, and it is through immersing it. Odom, shani, a person is allowed to immerse himself and go into mikvah on Shabbos. Why? Because it will appear that he is actually just having a little cold refresh. And therefore, whilst it's true that he's actually stating his status, but since it doesn't look like it, because a person who goes to mikveh, it could also be that he's just having a little, just refreshing himself a little bit in fresh, cold water. And therefore, the chachamim part is true. Of course it's not. But since the person is looking at you from the outside, he will not be able to say, oh, you know, this gentleman over here is just having a quick...
But now the Jew would know it's not for that.
Yeah, but since it's not evident that you're changing the status, that's the reason why you're doing it. Since it will appear as if you're just having a little refresh, and therefore it's mutter. And the question that you are perhaps thinking of asking is, what about the winter if it's freezing cold and you're having cold water? So afilim is kar, even if it's freezing cold, gamma mayim suchim, and the water might not be particularly clean. Have you noticed? My water might not be particularly clean. So nevertheless, it's okay. Why? When we call mokum, if omim kshodim bobin adech, at times, it could be, it's reasonable. A person might have a long journey, and it's completely filthy. Remember, this was in horse wagon days. So it might be very, very filthy. Kshodim bobin adech, he had a long journey, and it's dirty. And he's got perhaps mud on his legs and spread all over. And he's not clean. So he might even in such a case, he might just go into the mikvah as long as it's better than it was before. It's a clear improvement to how clean he was before. And therefore, since at times a person will go even a dirty mikvah and a cold mikvah to clean himself at times. So therefore, it's not evident that a person who goes to the mikveh, it's not evident. It could be that he's just doing it for refresh purpose and not for tumatara purpose. Chachomim were not goza. And therefore, to go into mikveh on Shabbos is therefore, Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, mutter.
I found that very hard to accept, to be honest. I
Yeah, Mishnah also, he's going to say soon, he finds it also a bit hard. We'll see soon. Yeah. And then there's the additional problem of drying himself as well, which we'll get to. Yeah.
You make a bracha.
No, not necessarily. No, not necessarily.
You said that the chachamim weren't goyzer, so we're coming to the point of it's a durabon and it's a takana. So, where do we say Magul Patish is...
No, this is not within the Reis level at all, because it's not a Makir Patrish which establishes the physical change. Tikkun Kli with regards to Tvilas Keli is also only Midrabanan. It's a Ruchnistika change, not a spiritual change as opposed to a technical, mechanical change, and therefore it's on a Midrabanan level. Interesting question. That's a very interesting question. Why don't we say Tvilas Kelim on Shabbos is categorically also? So you're saying, why not? If it's dirty, why would you not pretend that it is? You could be cleaning it. I don't know the answer. It's a fantastic question. I don't know the answer. It's a very interesting question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds. Now he says as follows. I'm skipping a few lines. The Mishnah Berurah adds v'noagas hanoshim with regards to noshim she'en on tov l'shle bismanu b'shabbos kosu apoyis n'yofre noagu mishum dekim the soif siv aminik bismanu lezer b'shabbos. He says that with regards to tefillah shle bismanu there will be also by noshim, and then he said because the ma'aser the minik is bismaneinu lezer b'shabbos lichutz kol aguf hafilu b'tzoynein. The Mishnah Berurah says that he speaks about the minhag of going to mikvah on Shabbos with regards to anoshim, and then he says that yesh machmirim and yesh mekilim. At the end, what's going to be interesting, he goes back and forth. He says that people who are makpid to go to mikvah on Shabbos kodesh, he finishes up as follows: v'chein nispash leminhag lehati. So the minhag is nowadays that it is fine. It even adds the word before that, nira b'vata de'ele achmi, shouldn't be stringent. And he said, v'chen ispash leminik, the minik is common to now to be, allow tefillas mikveh with regards to men on Shabbos, achi izoe ma'oit, and a person should be very careful, shaloi lovet is chitesh to isagomu. He says, with regards to tikkun mone, he said, that's fine. There is room to be, the minik is to be mekel. Apparently, so I hear, that the Chofetz Chaim himself used to go to mikveh on Shabbos, apparently so. And certainly there's many gdolim and tzaddikim who did. I don't understand a stapler went to mikvah on Shabbos. So there is people who go to mikvah on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that it's a minhag which is well established and it's okay. But it does end off, and I want to emphasize this, is you should be careful, however, not to come to schita isogamu. You should be careful not to come to squeezing. And here we go, because this is actually not only, as you pointed out very correctly, it's not only relevant with regards to Tvila, but in fact, any permitted way that you will have, you'll have a bath or a shower on Shabbos, which is a permitted way, such as we learned, when is it mutter? In what instance is it mutter to? What instance is allowed to have a bath on Shabbos?
When
is it permitted? One example was cold. That was example number one. We mentioned another example that is mutter. Springs, that's right. So all those examples, although admittedly not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah will obviously also emphasize and agree that in this case you have to be careful about schita sah, about drying your hair. And here comes the Chazon Ish, and he says, how are you actually careful about it? And then he says that whenever there is a shalav schita sah, you have to be careful of taking the towel and not take it off. Especially when it comes to that's not the reason why. That's not the reason why. But they have got less problem indeed. Okay, that's another topic. Yeah, but it's al pikabola. It's al pikabola. Yeah. Yeah. Lemaisa. So you should want to be careful to schita. If there is medrabonon, that's kula no moide. There's a mefusha is a drabonon of schita cell. Squeezing is, although we always think about the malachas schita, here's when it comes to something which is an absorbent material. Think about a sponge. Think about a towel. But that's the typical case of schita, of squeezing, which is awesome. But there's also, the Gemara said, the schita asa with squeezing hair is also, you would have maybe thought that it's maybe not such an absorbent material, really, hair. But the Ma'aseh Chumim established that Tzchit Aso is also Medrabonon. So therefore, consequently, you've got to be Makbit. And it's like interesting, if you think about it, if you look at hair and you put a bit of water, you see, it doesn't appear to be absorbent. It's not typically absorbent. But the Ma'aseh, it's Chumim, Gemara says that Tzchit Aso is also Medrabonon. So therefore, we've got to be careful not to squeeze the hair. And that, the way you're doing it is, squeezing is done by the action of, well, literally being squeezing, but if you just put a towel on the hair, just you put it on, and then you remove it, you put it on and remove it, that is not considered tzchita. Chaznish goes in great detail about this, and therefore that will be something which is mutter. So in every case, not only the tefillah case, which Mishnah Berurah mentions here, but in any case which is mutter to have a shower, or to have a bath, that will be something to take into great consideration, not to be over on tzchita when you dry yourself. Interestingly, the Stapler was very, very careful about that. The Stapler was machmir on both sides. On the one hand, the Stapler wanted to go to Mikvah on Shabbos. He felt that's to serve his Kedusha, and he wanted to be to most of his Kedusha, and it was machmir to go Mikvah on Shabbos. On the other hand, he was very, very careful about Tzchit Aso. So what he did, he literally waited, apparently so, that's where he goes. He waited until he was fully dry, and only then he would go. And then obviously you have to be careful. You can't walk out with completely wet, because we learned yesterday, why can't you walk out when you're wet? Because of Hotzah. So although in Bnei Brak there's an Eruv, and although it was not particularly wet, but it was machmir all the sides, so he would wait quite a bit until he would be able to not to do Shechita, not to do Hotzah, and he wanted to go to Mikvah, that he waited quite a long time until he would be complete, pretty much dry and go out like this. Yeah, so that's with regards to the Mutrit Vol Mitumos B'Shabbos. Now, yeah, good question. It's called Chitaso, but I imagine it's talking about if there's lots of hair. I don't know if I should get offended now. I don't know. Yeah.
It's a bit in between, isn't it?
Yeah, I assume it's talking about the combination between, I suppose, yeah.
Which is funny, because we're local by toothbrushes, but we're not local by hair.
Because there's more distance.
It must be absorbed in the hair.
Is it absorbed in the hair?
Sponges, you might notice, throughout the spots for sharpness, they might be plastic.
Yeah. So that's because there's no schita there.
That's very crucial for sharpness.
Because there's no schita, you're right.
It's absorbed, so the hair must absorb.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says, that the hair is absorbent. It has... How would you explain that?
I mean, if the Gemara says that hair is absorbent, I'm not going to argue with the Gemara, but we see that it isn't. Therefore, maybe there is.
Why do you say that? Would you see that? I mean, you could argue that it is absorbent. It just that's considered absorbent according to Chazal.
No, it lets water in. It's the bits in between. It's the bits,
yeah.
Those that have side parting, then it's not that nervous. Not that any of us would.
Yeah. Rabbi says, we continue Sif Tes. Mutar lichot ponov yad v'raglov. It is permitted to be roichet to wash ponov, his face, yadov, his hands, v'raglov, in his feet. That is mutar to be roichet to wash. Bidvorim with items. She'enu mashirim seo, which will not pull off hair. She'enu mashirim seo muravim in dvorim ha-mashirim. So you're allowed to use, if you have something which you're using to wash yourself. So obviously there was no sponges that, the way we know nowadays. So you're using an item. So if that item tends to pull out some hair. So now the Shulchan Aruch says you've got to be careful about it, because if you're pulling out hair, then you've got a problem with it, because you're over on pulling hair, which is also, so you've got to be careful. She says that, however, if you're using something which at times You're using two items. Pidvorim she'enu meshirim sor. You're washing yourself with something which does pull off hair, but simultaneously with things which don't pull off hair. That says that is muta hubilvat, provided shelo yaroiv midover amashe, that the majority of the item that you use, if you've got various items in your hand, some tend to pull off, it's a bit harsh, then it will pull off hair. Some a bit soft, then it will not pull off hair. If the majority is something which doesn't pull off hair, then it's fine, you can use that. If the majority is something which tends to pull off some hair, then you must refrain from that and don't use that. If you've got a beard, same applies there. For the inser rosh, similarly also with hair on your head. Actually, it's chote macher chitzose, but you've got to be careful that you don't do schita after washing your hair. So Mishnah Berurah said, this same, if you've got something, you're washing your beard, you want to wash your face, and that includes the beard as well, which is, and you want to do it with something, and it tends to be a harsher item, and I pull off some, it depends what you're using to wash. It doesn't have to be, no, not soap.
What's going to remove the hair?
Well, if you've got a kind of...
A towel.
It could be a towel, or it could be whatever. I'm saying it's an item that you're using. The sponge would be something which is not made to sell. You've got problems with over here, but I'm just saying that we're talking about, I don't know what items they used, if it's more like, perhaps a towel, perhaps a material. Whatever it is, if it tends to be pulling off hair, then you've got a problem. If it's not, then not. And you have to go look at the majority. And that's even with regards to the zakah, with regards to your beard. If you've got something, it's mutter. If it doesn't certainly pull off hair, if you're using something which at times will pull off hair, at times it won't pull off hair, then it's mutter. Because that's not your intention. You ideally would like to, you don't want to pull off hair necessarily. So therefore, it's enemies chaven, and it's you're using to scrubbing yourself, and therefore it's mutter v'kamelon ki Reb Shimon, and we're passing like Reb Shimon, the dover she enemies chaven mutter, something which enemies chaven is his mutter. And Sikot Nechov Zayim Mishnebo teaches us, Shalai Yaroiv, Atam dos psikeshu, v'osu mishum goizeis, if it is something which inevitably pull off hair, it's also because they consider psikesha, mishum goizeis, av she enemies chaven, it's not your intention, but it's still psikesha of goizeis, lekulam, it's also according to Ulma. So Rabbi Yisrael, if it's inevitable, it's also because of the psikesha. If it's something which the reality is that it doesn't pull off hair always, then it's going to be a rapshim, enemies chaven, and it's muta. And that means that even if you inadvertently did pull off some hair, if it's not for sure that was going to happen, then it's muta. Okay. Sif Yud. An example. Muta liya chayt yodav ben murson. Now, Murson is bran. We spoke about bran previously. If you want to wash yourself with some bran, I don't know why people use bran. I don't know why. Is it?
Bran.
Bran. Like the shells of the bran. Murson.
It's in the mission somewhere. I think it's because it cuts through the grease.
Yeah. Do you hear? Because of the grease, it's something which makes your hands... I don't remember where it is. Don't know. So that's... If you wash your hands with mursan, that's muta. Muta lichot yod mursan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if gotten chavches, lichot yod mursan. Vuad in ponov. Similarly, with your face as well. So it's your hand, your face using mursan. That's fine. Avsheish lezaken. Even if the mursan udavar she in meishesar, mursan doesn't tend to pull off hair. Umuta leshavshe, but you're allowed to scrub and scrub your hands with it. Virak only. Tzorech lezoe. You've got to be careful. Shelo orim mitchila mursan b'mayim mishum lisha. If you first put the mousse on and then you add the water to it, you're going to be doing glisha. You're going to create actually a dough, like a kind of.
Is it psochim?
So it's similar kind of scenario. I hear. Okay. So he says, you've got to be careful. If you use this mursan to scrub your hands, make sure to, you can't first put them in your hand and then add water because you're going to be ending up kneading. Hello, only. You have to, you have to first make your hands very wet. And then afterwards add the mursan. You're going to create some sort of texture over here. That doesn't matter. The gibel kilachayad, because that's kilachayad, and therefore will be muta. That's okay. Now, the question which maybe we could address is the question of the soaps. Contemporary soaps, perhaps, maybe we should leave that for now, but maybe just to ask the question, the contemporary soaps, So let's start with the hard ones. If anybody still use the hard soaps, anybody still use the hard soaps? Yeah, the hard soaps. So what would be the halacha with regards to hard soaps on Shabbos?
Also,
why is that?
It's not liquid. You're
and therefore
making, you're transgressing a malacha by making it from
solid into liquid. Good, good. We shall be speaking tomorrow maybe more about this, but this is definitely true. So that using a solid soap, that's probably also the geisa. With regards to taking a solid bar and making that into liquid. Well, that is the liquid soaps. Using liquid soap on Shabbos, which I suppose... Oh, very good. As long as you mix it with water, yeah? Is everybody... You mean before using it, or even... Before using it, mixing it with water.
Gel, so to make sure it's a pure liquid rather than...
Oh, very good. Oh, good.
There's a whole spectrum of opinions from the very machmir to the very mekel.
Very machmir, Moshe, all the way to very mekel. Yeah.
I know that Rav Yisrael Bezakhwan ever mentioned that there was one particular Talmud who didn't name him, who wouldn't use liquid soap in his house because he said the bubbles were... I think it was based on Rav Moshe.
Yeah, it could be. Rav Moshe was very machmir. Then it's considered. Then it's considered not considered. Good. So we'll be speaking more about this. This is got to do with this Mishnah over here. I'm keen to finish off the Ramah over here, and we'll get back to that Mitzvah tomorrow. The Gibul. So it says, starting to see if you again. Your person is allowed to wash his hands with Morsan with the brand. That's permitted. Again, the Mishnah does say you should first put the water and then the Morsan. The gibul kalachayad, sorry, this is considered kneading kalachayad. It's not a normal way of creating dough. That's not the way of kneading. First, selichot yod of bemelach. You're also simply not allowed to wash your hands with salt, which is very common. It's a strong salt. I mean, there was no soaps in those days. So obviously, there was no soap. So salt is a normal way of what? It's very strong, and it will take the dirt, it will move the dirt. So for osolichot yod of bemelach, you're not allowed to use salt. The kolchken beboiris shikarin zayf peloshen askenaz, you're also not allowed to use zayf, which is the German and Yiddish word for soap. That's right. Oy beshar chelef, you're also not allowed to use fats, fatty substances, which was very common for using, for washing. It was basically a soap. Shilimoach haliyoda, because that will go soft. That will go soft in your hands. And that's considered noilat. So here is really the discussion about the contemporary soaps. What can be used? What can we not be used? And in what way are we different than the melach and the boiris, the zayf, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the chelev? In what way is it different? And that will be discussed by Hashem in tomorrow's shiur. To recap what we just discussed tonight, we spoke about the heter of being toivel mitumosei b'Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch said this is permitted. We said it's different than a keli, because by a person he will appear as if he's cooling himself down, and therefore there's an exera doesn't apply. We spoke about the Mishnah Berurah emphasizing about being careful about schita, which has to be very, very careful about schita. We then spoke about if you're using something to clean yourself for when you're washing yourself, then make sure it's not something which pulls off hair. If it's something which might pull off hair, then it's muta. And then we spoke about Morsan being permitted for usage of, Morsan is permitted for using, but when it comes to chelev, melach, zayf, and other similar items, you've got a problem of noilat, and that is also more on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.